Sagittarius sun signs and Sagittarius rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for April 2019. And Sag, before we race off across those open plains on that barebacked pony of yours into April, let's take a moment to consider everything that you've been through in March. In March, you were working with the Queen of Cups, and lest I remind you, this is not necessarily your factory setting of energy, this diving into the profound depths, this being in this almost wordless landscape where you don't even know how to quite make meaning out of what you're experiencing, and you're really just being invited to sit in the stillness of your own swirl of emotion. And this is profound. And the work that you're graduating into, or the play that you're graduating into in the month of April, is the Hanged Man. And before you freak out about this, just consider for a moment the notion that discomfort doesn't need to be a problem. And I don't by any means mean to indicate that April is going to be wildly uncomfortable or brace yourself. But actually, what if you didn't need to brace yourself against anything at all? What if you could really dance like that branch on a tree, that kind of branch that bends and doesn't break, dance with whatever's here? And this is what the Hanged Man is asking of you. And it's asking of you to really tap into that strength that you discovered in March of being able to sit with the swirl of your feelings in stillness, and also release the notion that you need to muscle it in any way. You know, we spoke in March about your kind of musculature and that going forward, that forward motion. What if motion were something else entirely that was almost imperceptible to you in this moment of your life? The Hanged Man asks us to be in that liminal space, in that in-between, in the not knowing. It's ruled by the energy of Neptune, which delivers us things, delivers us understandings through mystery. And you are such an energy, such a sign that is connected to the energy of the mystery and of kind of sitting with or exploring the mystery. And this month is really asking you to do just that and not have to race to the end point where you start to make meaning out of it or narrate it in a story. What if there were some things that were just completely inexplicable to you in your life right now that you didn't need to seek an analysis of, that you didn't even need to seek a place in your own narrative for? What if they were just the firings of some otherworldly kind of signals, synchronicities, information coming through your channel? So the invitation really is to let your muscles, let the muscles of your body and your spirit rest in the month of April, and to let things come in all sorts of strange and delightful ways, and to really see, to see into that energy of sensitivity as strength and stillness as strength as well. And I'm wishing you a really expansive month of April in ways that may be quite unexpected, that are distinctive from your normal notion of expansion, perhaps. And I will speak with you in May.